The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 551.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. All right, so today we had somebody write in, and I think you're going to appreciate the sentiment that this person is experiencing. She had somebody in her sandbox who was a very loyal follower, had been following her for a long time, and the person stopped their subscription, stopped paying the subscription, left the sandbox, hasn't been hanging out there anymore. And she's feeling like maybe it was something she did or said, or maybe she had a controversial opinion about something and the follower didn't like it. And long story short, her feelings are hurt. And I totally understand this. I think sometimes in a way I'm a little bit overly sensitive, and so my feelings can get hurt sometimes pretty easily. And I know before you write in, I know that's the story I'm telling, right? And that my reticular activating system is matching that up. But I can identify with this, you know, and when you're in the experience of it, it's hard not to take it personally. You know, it's hard when you get rejected or it feels like rejection not to take it personally. So, of course, I can say all of those things that people say, and I'll say them now, that you don't really know why that person left. Why they left. It could be any number of reasons. They could have financial stress. They could have troubles at home. They could be having relationship issues. They could be having an experience from their past that's affecting and clouding the way they're seeing what you're teaching today. They could have so many other reasons in their life why this isn't a fit for them now. It could be time reasons, money reasons, love reasons, relationship reasons. I mean, there's so many reasons why. But for the sake of argument, should I be doing something for the sake of argument? Is that the train your brain way? For the sake of discussion, let's assume that it was something that you said or a philosophy that you have, or it was something that you might deem more personal, where she doesn't feel like she's a match for that message anymore. Well, there are a couple of things to think about here. Because we all have choices in life, and those choices are, do I try to be all things to all people and say things in a way that's going to be pleasing for everybody around me so that everybody likes me? Or am I going to do my best to be the real me, the authentic me, speak my viewpoints, speak my ideas, share my experiences, and trust that I'm attracting people who are able, even if they don't agree with what I have to say, they're open-minded enough to be open to different viewpoints, or they like it as food for thought, or they can take the pieces they need and assimilate it for themselves and leave what they don't need. So if this is not a match, if this is a mismatch and this person isn't staying, then either you have to change or she has to change. And I don't think you want that on either count. You don't want her to have to be a different person. You know, maybe I'm using the idea or terminology of being closed to your ideas right now. You know, you don't want her to have to feel like she has to change or be a different person to hang out in your sandbox. And you don't want to feel like you have to change or be a different person. And sometimes, too, I think, I know myself anyway, if I look historically at the way that I've evolved with each level of my company or each different companies, sometimes the people you attract when you are first starting out or your second year in business or your third year in business or your fourth year in business, they aren't the same people that stay with you when you're in your eighth or ninth or tenth year of business, because you're evolving and you're attracting different kinds of people all the time that are evolved at the level where you're at now. And so sometimes, even though it feels personal when people leave or they go away, it's often just a sign that you are evolving as a person. And it's just a sign that you're attracting a different kind of person now. That doesn't make her a bad person or she's not as cool or evolved as the new you. It's just different. You're in a different place now. They're in a different place. And you can move right along. And just to be completely practical here, because I try to remember this myself with everything in my life, let's be real and know that everybody's going to leave at some point, including you. It's not like you're going to be 107 years old and still doing your podcast, or I use that for myself. Very few people, you know, they're continuing to do what they're doing for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you know, 100 years old and following the same people, interested in the same things, doing the same kinds of marketing. She is just one representative of the fact that everybody who's following you is going to go, and they're going to come back, and they're going to go, and they're going to come back, and you are going to shift and change too. You're going to be doing one thing in your sandbox, then you'll shift and evolve to another thing, and you'll move to another thing, and you may come back to basics and go back to the beginning again. But this is the nature of life. And even though sometimes these things, especially when it's somebody who's been a really good example or a testimonial or a loyal follower or who's been following you for a long time, and of course you get that initial hit of like, oh, boo, they don't like me anymore. Like, we do want to take it personally. But there's so many ways that it's not only logical that eventually she would leave and other people are going to leave and new people are going to come and you're going to evolve and change. It's really the way of life. This is how life works. We are ever changing. We're ever evolving. Things are always shifting. And it'll surprise you if you haven't already experienced this. People come back. They leave for a while. They do something, whatever was up in their life at a certain point, and then they come back. And then they go, oh, my gosh, I've missed you so much. And then you get that good surge that comes from being loved and missed, right? So don't take it too personally. It's really, really the way of business and really the way of life. Think of how many relationships you've had that have ebbed and flowed. It should make a lot of sense that this one also would. And so, what kind of soothing things can we say to ourselves to make ourselves feel better as we transition and see this? I love that I'm ever evolving. I love that the people I attract have their own opinions and think for themselves. I love that people get from me what they need and they take it off into their own world, and sometimes they come back. And I love that I attract exactly the right people at exactly the right time. And I know that given my choice, I want to be myself. I want to be authentically me, and I want to speak my mind, and I want to be exactly who I am and know that the right people will get my message and the right people will see me and love me for exactly who I am. And even if I don't appeal to everybody all the time, I know that at the core, the most important thing is that I appeal to me and that I love myself and that I'm true to myself and kind to myself. And I know I attract the right people. I love bringing evolved and non-judgmental people into my space. It feels so good to have people who are open in my space. It feels so good to be open myself. It feels so good to step up into my bigger self. And I know that sometimes there's a flux of people going as I change and as I evolve. It's really fun to be an evolving creature and to be open to all the things that come my way. I like being someone who's authentic and authentically me and able to speak who I am and know that I'm attracting all of these good people into my sandbox. Like, be easy about it. Be kind to yourself and you will see all good things unfold in exactly perfect timing. You get exactly the right people at the right time. You always have lots of cool people to play with and they're always the right people too. You've totally got this.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?